You're listening to JB Coriel and Husker Nick.
Ladies and gentlemen, wake the kids, phone the neighbors.
The time has come.
Friday night.
Friday.
Gives us a chance to kind of let down our hair.
Were you going to have a party here tonight, son?
Yes, yes, yes!
And good morning, JP Coriel, Husker Nick. It is Friday. It is April 26th, and it is a little bit wet outside.
It's
so
a little wet and rainy.
Plan accordingly as you start your day. Good morning, Coriel.
Good morning.
You guys get some pretty good storms?
Yeah. I'm imagining you probably got a little better of a show than we did.
It was super loud last night.
As really?
I was watching the end of the NFL draft first round, and it was like big boom booms and... one point in time, it felt like something ripped off the top of our chimney.
Yeah, see, I'm really bummed about that because why can't I have that cool stuff?
You wanted that to happen to you, huh?
Yeah.
Well, hey,
more
stormy weather is coming our way. There's also a chance of severe weather today.
Dude, today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
2 o'clock, so be careful.
But today's the biggest one.
Yeah, did you see some of the reports? I don't know how they are today, but yesterday they were saying that when that weather gets here at 2, there could be up to like 2-inch size hail.
Yeah, that's what they're saying right now.
They were saying, be ready to try to hide your vehicles.
Yeah.
Might even be worse than that. National Weather Service last night, I think they said 3 to 4, so it might have upped the ante even.
We're at about 65% chance of severe thunderstorms at 3 o'clock today, and then it dies down after 4, but the wind will kick around. And then for spring game tomorrow, sunny and 72, scattered thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. So we should be able to get the spring game in, and then it's going to pour down rain.
Yeah, today's going to be the one to really look out for.
Yeah.
Hail, according to the National Weather Service, Omaha, up to 3 inches in diameter, a few strong tornadoes possible, thunderstorm winds up to 70 miles per hour, and then most of, eastern Nebraska is in this enhanced risk. So on, a scale of 1 to 5, we're basically, teetering at, a 3.
Mm, and
that they kind of color-code it.
And you're loving every minute of this, aren't you?
I love severe thunderstorms, I do. But the best time frame for the severe ones are from 2 to 8 p.m., but that obviously can always change.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with Nebraska. But, speaking of Nebraska, spring game tomorrow. It starts at 11. We'll be down there with our big pre-party, the kickoff party in the rail yard. Our buddy DJ SK will get things going. 9 o'clock, the music will be going all the way up until 11 when the spring game starts. Fingers crossed everything gets done before the weather hits again. And then AM, FM to follow. So it'll be a little bit of a shindig down at the rail yard. Give us a precursor. Give us a little taste of Husker football tailgating action before we have to wait all summer for football to come back. So plan your weekend off right. Hopefully you got some big plans. If not, you're just hanging out. We respect that too. We've got a lot for you on today's show, so let's get to it.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
You got one of your last chances to win tickets to see Zach Bryant live at CHI next week. That's up with Out of Context Contest.
Yes.
We'll get you a redneck movie review and a chance to go to the movies on us. We will talk with Lincoln's own Brian Olsen before he takes off for Hollywood.
So cool.
To be on the live show of NBC The Voice, and he'll help us figure out exactly when and how to vote for him. One of our Nebraska natives. That and more on the way, included the nitty gritty coming up next, brought to you by Nutrition Authority.
Country music represents on the Rolling Stones tour. Reba McEntire sets hosting record, a posthumous degree for Toby Keith, and more.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coriel has your Nitty Gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty Gritty from Music City, powered by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. The Rolling Stones announced their list of openers for this year's Hackney Diamonds Tour. And the acts opening for the legendary band have some familiar names for sure. Some surprising names came from the country genre. Opening for the Rolling Stones from the country side of things: Tyler Childers.
Nice.
The Red Clay Strays.
Awesome.
The War and Treaty.
They're fun.
And Lainey Wilson.
Okay. Nice.
I know.
That's a good lineup. That's a good group.
That's a stellar lineup.
Yeah.
And to be able to say that you opened for the Rolling Stones now, I mean, there's
that's
only four people on the country side of things that can say that in their whole life. So
that's awesome.
Well, not their whole life, but anyways. It's almost not news anymore, as many times she's done it, but the ACMs announced yesterday Reba McEntire will be coming back to host the upcoming ACM Awards. This will be the 17th time hosting for Reba, which is a record.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she's been busy. The 59th Academy of Country Music Awards happens Thursday, May 16th, where you can see Reba set that record. Toby Keith continues to receive honors from the University of Oklahoma. Recently just told you they painted his name on the 25-yard lines of the Sooners playing field for their spring game. Well, now the late country legend is receiving another honor from them, as posted by Toby's official X account. A representative for Toby Keith wrote, quote, "Toby will be awarded an honorary degree at U of Oklahoma's commencement ceremony next month."
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, it says Toby was an avid OU sports fan and longtime donor. Lastly, the University of Tennessee is joining several other schools across the country in my opinion, not increasing functional life skills classes or anything like that, okay, but instead offering a course on Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The course is called Gender/Media, in parentheses, Taylor's Version, and it launches in the fall. It gives students a comprehensive understanding of Taylor's impact on celebrity and career strategies. The professor says, quote, "We'll talk about Taylor Swift from every possible angle."
Wow.
I know. If there's a want, consider it a need, and I guess they're fulfilling it, because I know that there are a few folks right now probably very, very excited. They're probably considering transferring to the University of Tennessee.
Yeah, one of the two.
We've got new music here from Lee Bryce featuring Nate Smith and Haley Witters. This is called Drinkin' Buddies. It's a great weekend song. That's Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Corey L. with Kix 96.9.
going to be one of the songs of the summer. That is Lee Brice featuring Nate Smith and Haley Witters. It's called Drinking Buddies, and it's on Kix.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. I've been waiting on
some good news. Every weekday at this time, we like to feature a bunch of good. So if you've got a good thing, let us know. Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969, and YouTube can be a part of the show. Coriel, what is your good thing today?
My good thing is, earlier this week, there was like a dine out sort of situation where you can help the community. And thankfully, you helped raise some money with Runza.
Yes, we did that.
I know. That was on Tuesday. And you raised almost $46,000 to fight local youth hunger. That money goes towards local youth hunger programs. Runza even posted, "Thank you, Runza Nation, for making an important impact." Thought it was very, very cool. And anytime things like that are happening and we catch wind of it, we'll try to let you know. But, you know, you can always let us know ahead of time for stuff like that. Any way to, you know, to get your eats in and then, or maybe do... This sounds lazy, but anyway, to do what seems to be like the bare minimum. All you had to do, you're going to eat.
Just go eat.
Just go eat here type of thing, you know?
Get one of their new chocolate shakes, something.
Sure, yeah. If it's something that's like, whether it's big or small like that, just choosing somewhere else to put your money, let us know. You can always message the page KX969. We love to help out the community as much as we can. And that's because you do. Everyone else like seems that they just have all these like 1,000 amazing ideas. So it's all of your support that we just want to amplify.
Exactly. Nick, your good thing.
My good thing. So you guys remember that show Tiger King with Joe Exotic that was on Netflix?
Never heard of him.
The pandemic, right?
Yeah.
So
just
kidding. I was watching that. So there is a wildlife preserve in San Diego that got two of the tigers from his collection that he had, right? And these tigers were super malnutritioned. They like their skin had like some horrible coloring to it because they were so malnutritioned, all these different things. And it's taken 3 years, but these tigers are now thriving, and there's two of them, and they're hoping that they'll be able to make a family here. But these two tigers are now like thriving, and they've been brought back to basically where they would have been had they been running around in just the wild instead of being stuck in Oklahoma. So, you know, I mean, talk about terrible.
Right.
You know, not only are they captured in like a horrible place, it's Oklahoma.
That's true.
But, these tigers are doing really well, and they're hoping to get some more of the tigers from there because those tigers have been dispersed around the U.S. and at different places. But they've had such success with these two that they're trying to get more of them into this place. So, very cool. Good news to hear because, you know, when you watch that show, I mean, those poor tigers, they were not treated very well.
No.
So, it was nice to see that these two are doing
well.
Got
a happy ending.
Absolutely. My good thing is getting this on your calendar if you're over 21 or maybe you're going to be 21 by June 1st.
Okay.
Because there is a Nebraska Whiskey Carnival coming your way.
Oh, that sounds...
It's a unique one-day festival highlighting Nebraska distilleries, and our friends at Sideshow Spirits are putting it on. That's at 1630 P Street. They're going to have all kinds of local vendors with spirits, food vendors, and live music as well. Your tickets range between $10 and $50, and the $50, I believe, are the VIP tickets, which gets you early hour private access to the distillery for tastings, a Q&A, and all kinds of other stuff.
Cool.
They've got Sideshow Spirits, they got Brickway, they've got Wahoo Whiskey, a bunch of other ones that are listed here, cigar vendors, food vendors, everything you'd want. And then a portion of the proceeds go into the Tyson Treasure Chest Foundation.
Wow.
So we will be on hand with that as well. So, hey, if you want to be a part of it, I'll get it up on the Kix Morning Show Facebook page. But make sure you get June 1st booked on your calendar for the Nebraska Whiskey Carnival. Or Carnivale, if it's got an E at the
Carnival.
End. Carnival. If it's got an E at the end of it, that could be
I'll tell you what, I'll have enough whiskey, Carnival. I'll be pronouncing it Carnivale by the end of it.
Exactly.
Go next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick show.
Whether it be hunter safety or bringing your horse to school day.
And Husker Nick. It's all
right, 'cause I'm safe out of there. The weird stuff you got to do at school. like maybe bring your tractor to school day. That is still a thing, I think, at Crete. You could
I think a lot of schools. Especially in the Midwest, still do that. But if you told someone from like the East or like West Coast, Then go come again?
Yeah, what's that again?
Bring your own tractor to school day?
I see this from my Aunt Sandra, who posted on there. It said, hunter safety in high school.
Yeah, man.
We had driver's ed in high school. You didn't have to go and take special classes from somebody else. You legit got driver's ed in school.
Oh, was it mandatory?
Yeah, it was part of your lesson plan for creep out schools. But the best part was, and I cannot remember his name for the life of me, but our driver's ed teacher was awesome in the fact that he'd always take like three kids with him, and we'd jump in the car, go down to get some donuts and coffee, and then he'd take us on the interstate or wherever, and he'd always buy like a dozen donuts for us to eat while also teaching us how to drive.
Awesome.
And that was part of
class. At least you got donuts involved.
Yeah.
JP is referring to the Facebook post, KX969. We asked you, what did you have or do in school that isn't normal? Some examples are, bring your tractor to school day, what he just said, the whole students of the month in grade school, getting motorcycle rides on the back of their principal's motorcycle to go get ice cream.
That was wild.
And parents just like signing off on it.
Yeah. They were good with it.
Jamie says, senior year, I had the same teacher for many periods in a row, so she kept a pillow and a cupboard for me if I wanted to take a nap.
That's funny.
That Jamie, page right out of my playbook.
Yeah.
Heck
yeah.
Might
as well get a nap in.
There's also, you already said Sandra's, that's right.
Yep.
Juliana said, we had a smoking area outside the lunchroom in high school, and teachers would come out and bump cigarettes from us, and the gun racks and guns in the trucks was a thing. There was a lot of comments about that, going hunting over the weekend or hunting that night or whatever. There was just that in your parking lot.
Juliana says, we had a smoking area outside the lunchroom in high school, and teachers would come out and bump cigarettes from us, and the gun racks and the guns in the trucks. Oh, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't see. I heard you say the guns in the trucks, but
I
smoking section. My bad.
Literally,
hey, guys,
just for that.
Guys, Juliana said that there are gun racks in the back of trucks.
Can we get a three-peat on that?
Yeah, might as well.
Jillian said, we had pop passes for study hall. You could take a 10-minute break in the commons area and have a pop during your study hall period.
Oh, nice.
That's fun. We also had a couple calls yesterday when we brought this up.
It could have been 79 or 80. There was a bomb threat called into the school. It ended up being like a bunch of sixth graders that didn't want to take a test. And they just opened, we're small town. They just opened the doors and they said, everybody go home.
just go home. Leave, children.
You ride the bus, go home with your friend, but just everybody leave, get off the school property, go. They just opened the doors and said, go.
Wow.
This is a twofer story. Like, I mean, just the threat and the band of knucklehead sixth graders is already crazy enough.
Right.
The idea that small children were told to just descend upon the town.
I was in first grade. I had just moved to this. We lived like a block away. And I remember getting home and I was like, they're going to blow up my new school. I was so heartbroken.
How sad is that?
That's so sad.
I had a...
Also, PSA, do not do that.
No.
We had a teacher... And he was like probably 5'9" and just this giant muscular just human. And if you fell asleep in his class, he'd always do something to you. Mm-hmm. One time this kid fell asleep and he stacked other desks on top of this kid.
Oh,
so like
wow.
This is in high school, we were a senior. So he had like four desks stacked up above him. So when the kid woke up, he was just stuck.
He was just like in this
contraption. Yeah, it was hilarious.
Oh my God, that's funny. Wild.
And then we had another caller from out of state.
I'm from Michigan, and to learn to swim is a requirement. But the funniest one is when you're 13 years old, you have to learn to drive a boat. Whether you live by a lake, whether you have a boat or not, everybody gets a boater's license.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
That's just wild.
Well, that's awesome.
Land, like, whatever, 1 million lakes.
10,000 lakes,
whatever.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, so you had to have a boater's license by 13.
You know, and I'm just realizing, it's Minnesota that's the land of the 10,000 lakes, but I did, like, look that up, and Michigan actually technically has more lakes. They have, like, 11,000. So.
Yeah, they've got a ton of lakes over there.
You see where I'm going with
that. You were right.
You see where I'm going
with that. You were right adjacent. We knew.
The boater's license thing is crazy.
Yeah.
I can see swimming, but like, that's nuts to make everybody have a boater's license.
It makes sense, though. Something happens on the water with you.
I know. It's just crazy.
Great lakes, man.
Your parents or whatever.
Most of Michigan, the edge of it is surrounded by water.
Right. That is true. So.
It all kind of stems from our coworker, Hannah. You hear her on Sundays, by the way. But she's from Colorado, and her education is actually technically called an outdoor education program. So while she's learning you know, stuff in English class and like how to multiply stuff or whatever. They're like also teaching you how to fight off bears and cross country ski,
which is outstanding.
I know. Crazy. Cool. Huh?
It's kind of fun how it works in other places when it comes to school. If only we had that here, it'd be great.
Fighting off bears and cross country skiing.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I think it should be something we add.
Why not?
To the
you can tell us yours on Facebook, KX969.
Coming up next. This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
We'll get you updated with what's trending, what everybody's talking about this morning, as well as Out of Context Contest, the most ridiculous game ever for Zach Bryan tickets coming up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Here on Kix 96.9.
And what's trending is brought to you by Camping World of Lincoln.
Three.
Reportedly, Jennifer Aniston has signed on to produce an upcoming remake of the classic movie.
Nice.
9 to 5. Yep.
Nice.
Not much is known about.
Gazoo
tight. Excuse me. These allergies are, they just sneak up on me. I'm so sorry.
Not much is known about.
Not much is known about what the remake will entail, but it is in the works with 20th Century Studios. Many fans are wondering if Jane Fonda, Dolly Parton, and Lily Tomlin will be a part of this remake, but there aren't too many details so far on who will be participating in the new project, but a 9 to 5 remake on the way.
Nice.
That'll be exciting. And I think what they're all, Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin are what, like Frankie and Grace or something like that? Is the show that they're on together? Heard it's really funny.
Yes?
Yeah, I've heard it's really, really
funny.
Pretty
sure it's those two.
So, and then to have all three of them back would be awesome. Dolly created the musical, which has done very well. So hopefully they'll continue to be able to have that success. That'll be really, really cool. All of the hype and drama leading to the NFL draft finally came to head last night in the first round.
Oh, boy.
Took center stage in Detroit with the commissioner trying to make jokes with Eminem. That fell flat on his face.
Oh, no.
Eminem totally shut him down on that stuff, man.
He did, which
he was like, I am not looking like a dork in front of my town.
Not in front of my city. No. And they tatted out some great Detroit Lions. Megatron was there, Barry Sanders, and a bunch of others, which was super exciting. And then the draft itself happened, and it pretty much, the first five picks played out exactly how people were predicting. Caleb Williams went to the Bears, the Jaden Daniels to the Commanders, Drake May went to the Patriots, Marvin Harrison to the Cardinals, and then Joe Alt to the Chargers. And then it continues on today. Round two and three will happen tonight. It's starting at 6 o'clock.
Cool.
Rounds 4 through 7 will begin tomorrow at 11 a.m., and still there's a chance for a couple Husker names to possibly
I would love to see that.
Be mentioned in that group of people drafted.
How many, like, numbers do they draft?
How many people do they draft, you mean?
Sure. Like, how many?
I mean, every team usually has around seven. It's seven rounds, but you could have some.
So 7 times 32?
More than that, because they have compensatory picks. It's like, I want to say it's like 254 players total.
My Atlanta.
There's a lot of guys.
Okay.
That get drafted.
I didn't know.
Yeah, there you go. So you're learning something new.
Cool.
But yeah, that's why it takes so long to get this whole thing done.
And its viewership is off the charts. Everybody just sits there watching them
like
draft
watching
these college
the
kids because it's all these favorite players that played college ball. It's fun.
And then, of course, the ridiculous picks were in as well with the Falcons picking up Michael Penix Jr., and everybody laughed about that. People laughed about Broncos picking up that Bo Nix kid.
Between now having super ugly jerseys and also drafting Bo Nix, the Broncos are having the best offseason ever. I love it.
One!
It is a big Husker weekend, and Mother Nature's going to behave herself. At least I hope
well,
she
Well, fingers
will.
Crossed.
Yeah.
The spring game, 11 a.m., Memorial Stadium.
We get to see he who is promised finally on the field.
Dylan Raiola.
Raiola.
And you get to be a part of that. Beforehand, we have our Kix kickoff party. We're going to practice before the practice because then we'll tailgate in the fall as well.
Yeah.
Down in the rail yard, sunken at 8 o'clock, our buddy DJ SK will be DJing the fun music. He's come up with some really creative stuff, too. And then post-party is scheduled with AMFM. Going to be out there for that.
Nice.
You mentioned there's an Alumni Hall autograph signing event, Coriel?
Yeah, this Sunday from 1 to 2, it's autographs and photos with Husker wide receiver Malachi Coleman.
Nice.
He's given back in a big way with his NIL and his platform and stuff. He's got his Fly Like Kai Foundation. He's a person who experienced foster care and things and found stability later on in life with his adoptive parents. And he's using all of this great stuff that he's doing on the field to help other people off the field. He's got a new inspirational children's book, Fly Like Kai. There will be a Nebraska autograph ball, jersey, just a lot of great opportunities to to hang out. So that's on Sunday at Alumni Hall, Nebraska, which is 1120 P Street from 1 to 2.
And also, we've got Husker baseball and softball home this weekend. Both of them play tonight. Then tomorrow after football, Husker baseball versus Iowa at 1 o'clock. And then Sunday at 1, the Husker softball, like I mentioned, also home this weekend, taking on Northwestern. So there will be a lot going on. The Mother Nature better behave herself so we can all enjoy all of the Huskerness this weekend with the Sea of Red.
Go Big Red, baby!
This weekend. Hopefully you get to enjoy it, and that's what's trending today.
You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
What the heck were you thinking?
This is why you should always keep corn dogs in your pockets.
What in the world were you thinking?
Wait till he gets to school in a few minutes, guys. Hey, He's going to tell everyone.
What were you thinking?
It's a win-win situation. I mean, I love a good pickle.
Debris on your nuts is something you have to keep an eye on.
Oh, my God. I still don't understand how people can even keep track of their balls.
Was she on the bottom or on the top?
I'd have to look again.
What? Hang on. What?
There's a picture.
Hold on. What?
I don't think I miss what you think I miss.
It is time to play Out of Context Contest and win your way to Zach Bryan live at CHI. This sucker's almost sold out, I think, ticket-wise. And playing today are Rissa, Amanda, and we're going to start with Chrissy, but her phone dropped out, and so somebody else is lined up to play the game. Kix, good morning. Who's this?
Miranda.
All right, Miranda, turn your radio down. Turn the radio down. There you go. All right, Miranda. Hang on the line. You will get to play the game coming up here, hopefully, all right?
All right.
I'm going to put her on hold. We will start with Amanda since she was next in line. And move to the front of the line because Chrissy dropped off. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, guys.
All right. Nick, take it away.
Happy Friday, by the way.
Yeah, Friday. And I just need to real quick, please, please, let me shout out my kids. I have them listening.
Yes.
Just go. I'll explain after this game. I'm so excited.
Okay. Well, you can say, shout them out
shout
now.
Them out
yeah,
now.
You can shout them out
do it.
Now.
Get them.
What's that?
You can shout your kids out now if you want.
Yes. Landon, Aubrey, and Shelby. They're listening.
Yay. Awesome.
What Landon, up, kiddos? Aubrey, Shelby, have the weekend.
Heck yeah. Yeah. I think they're off school today.
Arbor Day. Oh, yeah, man. Very nice. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. Take it away, Nick.
Super simple game, Out of Context Contest. What we did is we took some audio out of context from our show. We'll play it for you, and then I'll give you three options, an A, a B, and a C. One of them is correct. Two of them are hopefully slightly funny jokes. We'll see. It depends. I don't know what kind of mood I was in today.
Okay.
But also, a lot of times, the truth is just as crazy as the jokes, okay?
All right, here's number one in Out of Context Contest.
You have at least 10 inches left.
Good finish.
What? Wow. I avoided all the obvious jokes so the kids can keep listening,
good
by
man.
The way.
Good man.
For everybody.
Good man.
Come on.
Oh, I love it. JP tried to eat a 24-inch sub in under 5 minutes because he wanted to get into the Guinness Book of World Records but came up short.
You have at least 10 inches left.
Good finish.
B, JP was eating fruit by the foot in studio.
You have at least 10 inches left.
Good finish.
Or C, they were talking about sneaking food into a restaurant.
You have at least 10 inches left.
Good finish. What do you think it is, Amanda?
Oh, guys, it's A.
It is not A.
It wasn't A.
Stay on the line. You might have another chance. Stay on the line.
All right. We move to Rissa. Good morning, Rissa.
Good morning.
Okay. All right, Rissa. Is it B, JP was eating fruit by the foot in studio?
Yes.
You have at least 10 inches left.
Good finish.
Or C, were they talking about sneaking food into a restaurante?
You have at least 10 inches left.
Good finish. What do you think?
B?
It is not B.
Not B.
Whoa, all maybe right. I made this harder than I thought. Yeah. Holy moly.
So, wow. Miranda, the answer is C, C, or C, Miranda?
Let's go with C.
Man, you listen to the show. Let's
wow,
do
good
it.
Good job.
Woo,
today,
right.
She listened to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about, what is it, Subway. Trying to
sneak Subway into a restaurant, which is illegal.
Well, you're finishing up the food that you were eating before you go to the restaurant, so yeah.
You can't sneak food into a restaurant.
Can't do it.
That is not right. All right, here we go. Here's our second piece of audio.
Number two.
Wait, what? What?
What? All right. What caused Coryell to react like that? A, her boyfriend Jackson called in to propose live on the air.
Wait, what? What?
What?
Ooh.
Yeah. B, that was Coryell's response to a gal hitting on a married man.
Wait, what? What?
What?
The Lil Jon what adds to it.
Or C, Coryell found out for the first time in her life because she went to college at Doane. That 2 + 2 = 4, not
Wait,
6.
What? What?
What?
What do you think, Miranda?
B?
It is B!
Yeah.
It is B.
Wow.
Our datum or dump-ems from yesterday, actually. So.
If it would have been Jackson calling in to propose, the audio would have been, ah!
It would be silent, then
completely
click.
Different. Yeah.
You just, all you'd hear is footsteps. Running away.
And then just like a door slam.
Yeah. And he's like, hello?
Oh, hello? My God.
Like,
That's hilarious.
Poor Jackson.
We'll get back to you on that.
All right. So this is it, Miranda. Man. You get this one right, you're going to Zach Bryan on us. If you don't, Amanda and Rissa are waiting to steal.
Yeah,
the
Amanda's
game.
Sitting there waiting.
Final piece of Out of Context contest. Ding donging at 7 o'clock.
Okay. A. Some call it the horizontal tango. JP calls it
ding-donging at 7 o'clock.
Ding-donging at 7 o'clock. Oh, my Atlanta.
Okay. B, that was JP talking about hitting home runs on his softball team on
Ding-donging
Monday night.
At 7 o'clock.
Ding dong! It's the at 7 o'clock. That's
because they played at 7. He's hitting dongs at 7.
Yeah. So, oh my gosh!
Ding donging!
Yeah,
at 7 o'clock.
JP literally at 7 p.m. was planning on slapping dongs.
You could have just leave.
Ding donging! At 7 o'clock.
Or C, he was talking about how the NFL draft was on Friday.
Ding donging! At 7 o'clock. What do you think, Miranda?
B?
What? Not B.
Not B.
Nope. Okay, we go now to...
Nick, Husker Nick, you said you made this...
I thought these were easy.
Or you didn't make this as hard, but yeah.
No, I was wrong.
Amanda dropped off. She's gone.
So... No! Oh, she probably had to drop off her kids at school or something.
Maybe. They said kids didn't have school today.
They don't! She didn't have to! It is Arbor Day. What is happening? Maybe she's planting a tree.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Either way, Rissa is back to play. And again, Nick, the answers?
All right. A, some calls it planting a tree. JP calls it...
Ding-donging at 7 o'clock.
Oh, man. I just had about 7 chins on Facebook Live right now.
Oh,
when
that
you did
was
that.
Awesome. Or C, JP was talking about the NFL draft on Friday.
Ding-donging at 7 o'clock. What do you think it is, Rissa?
I think it's C.
Oh, yeah. Hey, turn your radio down.
Yeah, turn your radio down.
Wow.
Because you outlasted everybody, Rissa. You are going to go see Zach Bryan live.
Outlasted.
JP, when you go home, will you refer to it as ding-donging and see what your lovely bride, future bride, will say?
She will lead the way.
Oh, yeah, JP!
Congratulations, Rissa.
Ding-donging.
You've got yourself some Zach Bryan tickets. CHI.
You know how
to
sweet talk me, JP.
Hang on the line. We'll get some more details from you. But yeah, you have your chance to win Zach Bryan tickets. Still online at KZKX.com. That's Out of Context contest for this week.
Okay, you know what? We don't have time for this right now. We have a lot of people coming over.
They're all dead.
What?
Jack, Kate, Sawyer.
I don't care about the show right now. Okay, I need you to just get in the shower, get dressed.
Juliet.
Let's just put it on hold.
It's so fun to be a parent.
By the way, was that Maude Apatow?
Yes, from This Is 40.
Okay. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, because she was in that all of the feels like watching her. The end of Lost and just would not get ready for a birthday party that was happening at their home. And like 50 people there.
Yeah. It's
like, yeah, that's parenting. That's where
that's
you just want to
huh?
throw your hands up in the air and go, I'm done. I'm done.
I'm done.
I can't do it anymore.
I'm done.
Yeah.
You know, I saw like a few people had chimed in on this whole like mom is done idea. The whole thing of like that moms are expected to do or have somehow fallen into the task of doing and then things they experience that they're just now so frustrated over. There was one comment, quote, I'm done with party favors. The party is the favor. We as moms need to unite against the junk bag or the cookie on the way out the door. Just have the party and go home.
That is the favor. Yeah.
I mean, like any of these YouTube shows my daughter watches where they're like just coloring or like it's just so much, guys.
Wait, what?
It's like what much. Nick did. He like, was were stuck watching like YouTube videos and people coloring, right?
Yeah, when my daughter watches YouTube, she doesn't watch the regular shows.
Okay.
And on these YouTube channels, it's just like a person zoomed in on some drawing that they're filling in and coloring. But and their voice is the most obnoxious voice you've ever heard in the history
that's fun.
Of the world. And it's just, oh my God, it is so much.
I have very little patience.
It's so much.
With which is so funny because I feel like my voice can be annoying sometimes to people.
No.
You can make millions on that, Corey.
But I have very little patience when a voice is super, super annoying. That would drive me nuts.
Oh,
I fear, like, if I ever choose to be a parent someday, I fear for my sanity.
I fear for your sanity already.
I mean, don't you think that's valid? I mean, 100%. I don't know. Parents put up with a lot.
Yes.
But you
and I don't know that I can do that.
You learn on the fly, you grow, you get better as a human being.
Well, I don't want to learn how to like a voice that sucks.
If any of those kids that you've had down in Kansas and you find out about them,
track you down.
And you might be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
That number varies between 7 and 11. I think I've heard 15 before.
You're the one that was partying.
Some of them happened at a 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
Someone also said things that they are done with as a mother, but also we're going to take your takes on, as a father, just parents in general. But
yeah.
This came from a mom. Spirit weeks, they are clearly the work of the devil. Make it end. No, yeah. My 2-year-old has no interest in dressing up as her favorite decade. She's 2.
Like she doesn't even know what decade means at that point.
Another one says, being a DIY mom.
Oh, yeah.
Truthfully, that is not for everybody. I have a friend who is the more creative person or has been, at least since college. So we all assumed she was going to be a DIY mom. Anything she's ever tried to do DIY for her kids, atrocious. Like, or non-functional, does not work.
Yeah.
We have another friend of the group from college who was never creative, artsy, nothing like that. Did the bare minimum, always. She is the most DIY mom of all time.
Wow.
Nice.
Makes no sense.
The skills that you have once
just
you
makes
become a parent.
Absolutely
it's
no sense.
And it's also a lot of pressure, like by other parents to get to their level, like Spirit Week. Oh, you got to show up and do something bigger. DIY stuff. It's like, yeah, you got to do like that other parent. No, you don't. You could just be done with it and just say no.
On this list, it's asking what everybody wants for dinner. And then there's another food related one. It says, what are my other options for dinner? Other options include starvation with a side of hunger and good night.
So we're going to post this up over the weekend.
On Facebook, KX969. As a mother, what are you done with? As a father, what are you done with? Parenting in general, but from a mother's perspective or a father's perspective, the things that have you at your wit's end, you're not doing it anymore.
Get that up on Facebook, KX969, and we'll bring it back on Monday.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Tell you what, man, dang on. It's the Redneck Movie Review. It's the Redneck Movie Review. I'm a redneck and I review the movies too. It's the Redneck Movie Review. With me, Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Mo Cephas.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Now listen up. This week we got a new series for you to watch.
Okay.
There were some good movies, Sonic the Hedgehog, that came out, and those things were fan-diddly-tastic. And now we're going to get into one called Knuckles, which if you saw the Sonic movies, he's one of the characters in the Sonic movies. He's a real cool character from the video games. Here's your preview.
No, if you want, why?
Hey, buddy.
Isn't it great to finally relax?
I have been a echidna warrior. I only remain on Earth because I made a vow to you and the Fox. So I made myself at home.
Nope, we are not turning our living room into some kind of gladiator fighting pit. What is Ozzy doing here?
He will be challenging his greatest enemy.
Is that our mailman?
This is not a place of battle, so I will begin my quest. Come, Weed.
Well, most people think I'm a joke.
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Let's go get him.
Knuckles. Without his little friends, he's vulnerable. He's the key to my newest creation.
You worked for Robotnik.
Bring me Knuckles. You think you can take my power? Like I need your power?
What are you talking about? Of course we need his power. It's the whole reason we're here.
I made a promise to protect this planet. I am ready.
Oh, snap! Someone's about to get slapped.
Y'all, I'm telling you, the series is good, just like the movies were good. I'd highly recommend get this for your kiddos. They got a long weekend this weekend. They can sit around and watch this. They'll enjoy it. For that reason, I'm going to give it 5 bags of pork rinds and maybe like some Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, there's another kid, choice,
you know, with this kid's movie.
I highly appreciate the Knuck If You Buck, like, kind of reimagining the song.
That's right.
As part of this.
Yeah. That's how you know it's going to be good.
Man, the high energy, that kind of gets you jacked.
Right. That's right. Knuckles is a cool character.
Idris Elba is his voice.
He's like an anti-hero, so he's kind of fun to he's fun to check out. So
nice.
Y'all go get that. I think it's Paramount Plus is what the old app on the interwebs you have to get. So that's how you get that thing. But hey, I'm Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Bo Cephas, and I may not be able to read the credits, I know what a good movie is, right?
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
All the excitement continues on NBC's The Voice, and hopefully you've been paying attention because one of our own is competing on the show. Brian Olsen. From Lincoln, Nebraska, surviving on to the live rounds this past Monday on NBC and Peacock. Brian is with us this morning. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, everybody.
How have you come down from all of that excitement from this past Monday?
You know, I keep reflecting on how amazing actually that whole night was, just Lincoln showing up and that moment when they announced I was going on and the room cheering and getting to sing with my daughter. It was pretty stinking cool.
That's awesome.
Surreal. So awesome.
Brian gets to continue on. So you're flying off to Hollywood this weekend?
Saturday.
Okay.
It's tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tomorrow morning already. I mean, how have you been preparing?
Well, I just got my next song. About a day ago. I can't tell you what it is, but I'm really excited about it. And so,
Awesome. And so
I've been thinking through strategy, how I'm going to approach it. Now, if you've watched The Voice before, it just gets cooler and cooler the farther you move on. So what they do with the stage and how they make everything look and what they're able to do, it's pretty fun. So I'm kind of excited.
Hey, Brian, so my six-year-old daughter, Bailey, is a huge fan of yours. She loves – I can't believe she's not awake right now to come down here and wave at you. But she, when we were watching the episode you've been on, she always says to me, she goes, Dad, that looks so scary up there. So she wanted me to ask you, is it scary up there when you're on stage looking out, singing to everybody, and you know, like, it's, I got to hit this. I got to nail it because I want to keep going.
On The Voice, you mean, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Or, The Voice. Yeah, well – the most scared I was the blind audition, because the process to the point where you finally get on stage, literally, I think my whole voice journey started in February, and I didn't sing the blind audition until like late July.
Wow.
So by the time you get your song and what the cut is and then practicing and then they try to see, you know, wardrobe and all this sort of stuff, it's like, all right, this is a lot of prep for one moment. And then you got 90 seconds to go out there and hopefully turn a chair. So that's definitely nerve-wracking. But most of the performances after that are you know, the last couple have been pretty fun, especially the one awesome. With Nathan. I was like, let's go. Yeah, we just had a blast.
Belt it out and have a great time. We're talking with Brian Olson, Lincoln, Nebraska native, and on The Voice, continuing on. So now you're going to be going to Hollywood. So you're preparing for the live shows. Does this start on Monday? When do we get to start voting for you? What's going on?
May 6th will be the start of the live shows.
Okay.
There's 12 of us left, and we'll all sing. And yes, if you can, download The Voice app, and if you want to vote for me, that would be amazing. And then we all sing May 6th. And May 7th, we find out who moves on. And it goes down to – actually, it goes down to 8. But then the 4 that get dropped get to sing another song, and 1 gets saved to move on. So it'll go from 12 to 9, then 9 to 5, and then 5, they'll choose the winner. Wow. And it'll be week by week, so it's going to be intense.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds nerve-wracking.
So, Brian, if you had to pick between – a Dolly Parton, a George Strait, and a Willie Nelson song to perform, which really artist would you pick?
Well, probably Dolly Parton, then Willie Nelson.
Nice. Order.
Love it.
That's so funny.
Love it.
Went really old with all of the artists.
Well, I don't know. They have classic songs.
Yeah, that's true.
But like, those are artists that most people would know that, like, a song.
Well, yeah. That's true.
You know?
Okay. That's perfect. Well, hey, Brian, we are definitely rooting for you. We are excited for you. We cannot wait for you to be back on the show again. And we will be ready to vote for you. We're going to send everybody that we know to get that app and get ready to go.
Awesome. Yeah, and you make sure you wake your daughter up so she can vote, too.
Oh,
okay?
She'll be there. She'll be voting. Don't you worry.
Don't let her sleep in for this.
Bailey has your back, I promise.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank
Brian
you, guys.
Olson, Lincoln, Nebraska native, going to be on The Voice. We'll continue to watch your success, brother. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Good luck. Break a leg.
Thank you, friends.
JP, Corey Ellen, Husker Nick.
Every Friday when she's around, we like to reach out to the Lincoln Children's Zoo and talk to our friend Jungle Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Jungle Aaron.
So this was a little disturbing when I got this email from you. all of a sudden you guys are Frankenstein and you can build your own animal friend?
Yes.
What is, okay.
Franken animal.
Are we going to get the speed of a cheetah in the body of a giraffe? But the head of a platypus.
I mean, the grace of a flamingo.
You can't do that part at the zoo. If you take multiple of the stuffed bears home, you know, you can do that on your own. But okay. I will say the stuffable friends you can now make do have zippers in the back.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, cool.
That's interesting. So you have a bear factory? Is that what
it is? So it is called Bear Factory. Okay. It's in our gift shop, and it's a new offering that we have. I did bring a friend with me. JP and Coriel can see. It's a red panda. So basically, you get to pick which animal you would like to make. We have red pandas, giraffes, hippos, foxes, sloths, penguins, bunch of different animals to choose from. Oh, and then
sloth would be my pick, I think.
The sloth is really cute. I would definitely recommend the sloth. But we have an actual machine in our gift shop now where kids or adults can stuff their own stuffed animal.
Very cool.
So cool. And then, so this little red panda looks like it has a cute outfit on. It looks like like some cargo khakis maybe and then a blue shirt. So do you get to pick out an outfit and stuff
too? You do. There's actually multiple things that you get to customize. So I'll kind of, JP and Corey will be able to see here. But there's the back where you can open it up and you can actually pick a fun little heart to put in it that says different words. So I chose one that said love, but there's love, kindness, friendship, bunch of different words. This bear doesn't have it, but you can also pick a sound box. So you pick out a sound box and you can record your own sound to put in the bear put in the animal as well. And then you stuff it and then you get to choose the outfit. So like Coriel said,
fully
this red panda, who I named Rowan after our red panda at the zoo, has a t-shirt that says love your zoo and khakis on. But there's tons of different outfits to choose from. There's pajamas. There's birthday shirts that say birthday girl, birthday boy.
Sweet.
Yeah. There's like a cute disco outfit. There's There's
want a disco sloth.
Oh, they are the pants. There's disco pants, and then it's a shirt that says dream big that goes with the disco pants.
See, there you go.
We are also thinking of having Bear Factory available for Brews at the Zoo. So perfect time for you to come and make your own animal.
Take my money.
People making their animals. That's hilarious.
I fully expect Coriel to be making a disco sloth sometime soon.
Oh, 1,000%.
Brews at the Zoo tickets go on sale a week from this coming Tuesday, right?
Yes, Tuesday, May 7th is when Brews at the Zoo tickets go on sale.
Massive
lineup. Yeah, we have six Brews at the Zoos this year, which is the most we've ever had. AMFM, Lemon Fresh Day, Rascal Martinez, Wildwoods, Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal, all of the great lineup.
All the big ones. Yep. Nice. Yeah. And you can get your tickets again May 7th at LincolnZoo.org?
LincolnZoo.org.
Okay, perfect. And then, of course, Give the Lincoln Day is coming.
Yes. Yeah, that's actually, it's May 30th.
Yes, yep. May 30th.
May 30th. And then the donation period, though, starts May 1. So
and
you guys can donate throughout the month if you want.
And you guys have got a deal as well, don't you?
Yes. So Wayne's Body Shop has generously offered a matching fund of $10,000 if we reach 175 individual donors.
Oh.
So it really
easy peasy. Everybody
absolutely.
Do it.
Yeah. 175 people. That's easy. We can make that happen.
Well, and it really makes it that, you know, your donation, no matter the size, benefits the zoo. You know, you could donate $5 and that helps contribute not only $5 to the zoo, but to the 175 donors we need in order to get an additional
$10,000. That's kind of a win-win.
Yeah, so Give to Lincoln Day is an amazing chance to help your Lincoln nonprofits. Online giving starts May 1st, and then the actual Give to Lincoln Day is May 30th.
Will you have a link on your website as well, or just Facebook?
Yes, we will. So if you go to LincolnZoo.org, we have a donations page that starting May 1st switches over to the Give to Lincoln Day website.
Perfect.
Awesome. Yeah.
All right, and you've got to get out to the zoo and check out all the animals. I'm sure they're adorable in the
rain. Absolutely.
In the Bear Factory.
go make yourself a disco sloth like Corey.
I'm so excited. Hey, Jungle Aaron, while you're here.
Yes.
So when I popped by the zoo, I think it was around Boo at the Zoo time.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the gift shop and there are all of these tiny, there's a name for them, but they're like the really itty bitty tiny animals.
Yes. Like, we call them, they're just called minis.
Yeah, the minis. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, there are Bigfoot minis that I came across. It's Sasquatch. And my boyfriend's dad, we always talk about hunting Sasquatch someday.
Yeah.
I bought one. I used a water bottle cap, flipped it upside down, got a green piece of felt, glued it in there, and I had these tiny cutout trees that I had got at a craft fair. Don't ask.
I
glued with like very industrial glue the Bigfoot in the middle of the cap with all the trees around it, and I gave it to him with some birthday presents for his birthday. And I said, now you can tell people you've caught Sasquatch. And I told him, he's like, where did you even find this? I said, the Lincoln Children's Zoo.
Obviously.
That's awesome.
I have never heard a better promotion to come and visit our gift shop than create your own catchable Bigfoot.
Yes.
That's awesome.
You heard it here first.
All right, we'll get to the
probably
zoo.
Probably the last time.
LincolnZoo.org. Aaron, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Fridays, we get double the big things. Our first one is football is back. at least in practice form.
Football!
I mean, Coach Rhule says he wants to make this, it's going to be a game. It's not going to just be them doing drills and stuff. Like, legit, we're back to competing on the field.
That's
so
cool.
The spring game, 11 o'clock at Memorial Stadium. We've got our Kicks kickoff party to get you pumped for practice in the rail yard with music from our friend DJ SK. He's going to be out there from 9 to 11. We might have some freebies to hand out. And then afterwards, live music from AMFM with Brian Olson from The Voice. His daughter, Jaden, is the lead singer of AMFM.
Hey, if you missed it, by the way, we talked to Brian Olson earlier, and it's on Facebook, KX969.
Thank you for that plug. That was very good.
You're welcome.
All right. So, yeah, Husker football, you get out for that spring game. Come party with us in the rail yard this weekend. That's one of two big things that we've got for you.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Hey, thanks for hanging out today. Our continuing big things on Fridays, we get double that, is to remind you that tickets go on sale.
Get on me, want to know, Hank, why do you drink?
Hank Jr.
Hank, why do you roll?
Comet Pinnacle Bank Arena in November, the 22nd. Tickets officially on sale this morning at 10 a.m.
Woo, you better get on that good stuff.
So if you want to get tickets to see Hank live, you can do that again. KZKX.com coming up here at 10 o'clock. Those tickets go on sale. Also this weekend, one of our favorites, Tracy Byrd, is going to be at Bushwhackers tomorrow night. So if you're looking for a way to get out of the rain and enjoy some live country music, Tracy is in town. So if you want to check out that the details on both those shows on our concerts page at KZKX.com.
Let's go.
And today is the final day for Choose Your Trip. So if you want to have your chance to win that trip worth almost $10,000, you have got to get the words.
Yes, that's such a bougie, luxurious trip. Oh,
right?
My gosh.
Seriously.
10 grand?
I mean, hotels are going to be amazing. The airfare is going to be awesome. And then, like,
they better serve you, like, diamond ice cubes on that plane.
Maybe they do.
Who knows?
I don't know.
We don't know.
But if you want to get in for Choose Your Trip, you got to keep track of the keywords. Hopefully you've kept track the last 2 weeks. This is our third week doing this.
I know, wild.
Our word for this hour is audio. Get it in our website at kzkx.com. We'll have a bunch more words today, and then that's it. We'll pick a winner.
Finito.
Coming up on Monday, we'll hopefully know who's going to be the week winner of Choose Your Trip. And again, thanks to our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Omaha and Lincoln for helping make it happen. We hope you have a great weekend. Come see us at the spring game pre-party.
Come party!
Rail Yard, 9 o'clock. Don't miss out. And then we'll be back on Monday with an all-new Neighborhood Watch. Have a great weekend.